The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Purina makes and beat it right along.
Of interesting emails, my sweet and most wonderful lovies, and I just wanted to share the concepts and ideas that they sent me. The first one is from a lurker. A lurker, of course, is a person who has never reached out and connected, so it's very, very exciting because he says he's listened to me for many years, so bless your heart. What's funny is there is a phrase, Larry the Lurker.
Trademark Vera Charles.
And this lovey really is Larry. So thank you, sweet Larry, for sending me an email and coming out of the dark. But what he wanted to address was that he got a feeling from what I was talking about in an earlier show that I feel that I probably sounded like that. And what he wanted to express, and he also gave me several links to look up the facts, because you know how Auntie feels about facts. I feel very strongly that facts are very important. And one moment, please. I have to belch. I'm so very sorry.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He says he's listened to me for many years, so bless your heart.
Microhoist over my big fatty, you're not prepared. Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2222 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 3rd of August 2016. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, it's an episode of the Vader and Bacon Show. Yes, it's ready. Hello, Hollis Big Fatty. What does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're Hollis. You're Hollis today because y'all, the trash people came and hauled off my old settee. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, by the way, several folks have mentioned to me that they had also gotten similar furniture and had similar problems with their furniture cracking and peeling and everything. And y'all, all I gotta say is get rid of it. Yes, Big Fatty, just get rid of it. Haul it away. And here's the nice thing is that it just set it out on the curb and I came home and it's gone. And you know, not a worry in the world. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, did I mention that I got my delivery day set? It's going to be this coming Saturday. Yes, Big Fatty, you've mentioned it twice now. Did I mention that before? Big Fatty, we don't remember. But y'all, it'll be nice to have the new settee here in the Big Fatty, what's the difference between a sofa and a settee? I don't know. Anyway, it's just going to be lovely. Yes, Big Fatty.
Make a wish, wish it a dream, wish it as your heart, and your wish will come true.
Yeah, that's it, y'all. Yesterday in the No, Big Fatty, it's the villa, not the P.O. Oh, that's right. The villa mailbox. Y'all, that was postcard. And y'all, it is on the front of it. It's these, it looks like a granny with after he's had a Mexican food. Y'all, it's the volcano. It's the volcano from Iceland. And y'all, it's the volcano Eja Fijalala Jokel. Big Fatty, Eja Fujalala Jokel? Yes. And y'all, it really does look like Granny's anal fissures. Betty Vodka! And y'all, but it is from Miss Beaver. It is from Miss Beaver on her trip. Beth, by the way, Big Fatty, did she take Spotting Crazy with her to Iceland? Because Spotting Crazy seems to be missing, I know. First of all, it has come to us par avion. There's a sheep. There's a sheep painted at the very top of it, and it says, "Hey, Big Fatty, please read this on the little show." Oh, okay. Okay. Lots of love from Iceland. XO the beavers and all the sheep. Big Fatty. And I guess I was supposed to read the Big Fatty. I think you were supposed to read the Ija Fajala Jokel. Yes, Big Fatty. I'm sure that's it. Y'all, speaking of Miss Beaver, y'all, have you been over to the BFO lately? Miss Beaver was over there, and you know the Torjvan, the Faroe Islands. You know the Torjvan. They always have the Saint Olaf. What do you call them? The boat races, and y'all, Miss Beaver was so kind to post. She posted several things. But y'all, she posted the first thing. If you go over to the full right show of last week, episode 2219, y'all, she posted a video of the boat races, and y'all, the boat races, actually, it's very exciting to watch. But y'all, what I really enjoyed was seeing right along the coastline there of the, I guess it's a fjord, that is such a fancy word, seeing the houses and everything and how beautiful the landscape is. Y'all, it is no wonder that Miss Beaver loves the Faroe Islands. And y'all, then she posted another video about the number one the kind of the sports hero of the boat races. And y'all, his name is Leivar Nystad. Big Fatty Leivar Nystad. It's true. And y'all, she gives a little little history over there about the boat races, that being the national sport of the Faroe Islands. And a Faroe summer is a time for traditional village festivals. And the undisputed highlight is the national sport, the rowing competition, or as they call it, Capruor. Fatty, that sounds like something that needs a medicated salve. Capruor, yes. So y'all go over there and take a look at all that. And Miss Beaver, thank you for giving us a little insight into your world over there in Torjvan. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, also, when I got home to the villa today, y'all, there was a package delivered by the Ups. And y'all, it's an envelope, and it doesn't feel like there's hardly anything in it. So y'all, I'm thinking it may be a celebration of exiting the birth canal gift ad. Y'all, it feels like it might be a gift can. So y'all, I'm just gonna hold off on that. So if any of you sent a gift can, Big Fatty, you're whoring yourself again. I may have received it, but I'm not gonna open it. No, Big Fatty, y'all speaking. You know, I was telling you about getting all kinds of things when it's your birthday, when you sign up for different things. Y'all, I got something from the Kohl's, and y'all, it is a $10 gift card, and I can combine it with everything else. And y'all, along with it came that same day, y'all, I got the little catalog reminding me that it's the tax-free weekend coming up. And y'all, believe it or not, I got the 30% off Big Fatty. And y'all, if you'd like to use the 30% off that Big Fatty got, y'all, the code, if you order online, is Pencil30. Pencil30. Big Fatty always sharing your pencil with it. Big Fatty, that sounded vulgar.
The Vader and Bacon Show.
Big Fatty, Miss Bacon called. She did. Big Fatty!
Hello, Fart Pants. Hello, Poodle.
Hi.
It's Kathy.
Hi, Miss Bacon.
And I am typing my password into, I'm typing my email address into this website. And it just kind of made me laugh because I was, your intro is like a minute long. I haven't been talking for a minute and 21 seconds. So I picked some skin off of my foot. I don't know why. You know how like when you wear sandals? But anyway, so I took the, oh my gosh, my foot hurts so bad. I can't even fit it. But anyway, that's, doesn't even matter because I haven't been horribly fit-fitting much anyway. I went to a funeral last week, but the girl who's my cousin, it was her sister, and so now she hasn't done a Fitbit thing. And our cousin, my cousin, her sister was killed in a car accident. I'm trying to remember my password for these Coke rewards, but I'm going to, like, mess it up really bad. So I think I know what it is now. So anyway, I was coming home and I wanted to get, I'm going to screw this up really bad. So anyway, if I hold my breath and wait for Vader to call me, it ain't ever going to happen. So, I just thought I would just call and say hello. So, I come home and I got to do laundry. I was going to go to the store and that's like, well, I have to meet Smelly over at the jewelry store because I'm upgrading a diamond to like a bigger diamond. And so I have to meet him over there with the other diamond. And so anyway, I thought, well, I might as well just go home, and I was going to get in the pool, and she and her friends, so I came to do the Coke rewards instead and some laundry, and so it's funny, I was thinking about the things that, like, irritate him, and, like, he gets irritated about things like those little Coke boxes or whatever, laying around until I can get in there and do the Coke rewards, which I almost have 2,000, and I don't even think you can buy anything anymore for 2,000, but if anyone wants the magazines, just reach out to me, and maybe I'll just, like, order y'all magazines, and my kitchen is just a mess. So anyway, I don't know why he's worried about these two Coke boxes, but I was laughing to myself kind of because I was just like, really? Like, you go to the store to buy a router and I tell you, you know, just buy a cheap one because it's all relevant or irrelevant or whatever. And so anyway, he goes and he buys this router. It was like probably $400. I kid you not. No, it was $359 plus tax. So anyway, we probably could have gotten one for $12. So my shorts don't get in a knot about that, but like his shorts get in a knot about these boxes laying around or whatever waiting for me to take the codes and put them in. And now I can't remember the password, but I think now I have to like bring my, last iPhone back to life. And, I'm going to use my old iPhone as an iPod because that other iPod that I'm using doesn't really keep. Well, anyway, so I think Sydney and I are going to,
I didn't hang up on Miss Bacon. Big Fatty, I think Big Fatty did the mechanical cut. I think it cuts off after about 30 minutes. Big Fatty, it wasn't 30 minutes. First of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. It is lovely to once again hear your voice. I'm Big Fatty. I think she caught us up on everything she's been doing. I'm like you. I have trouble remembering the passwords also, and I didn't even know they still did those Coke rewards or anything anymore. And why is Toppy Smelly buying you a new diamond? Big Fatty!
Well, hello there, Big Fattyus. It's me, Larry Vadius. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Yeah. So, anyway, look, I'm in the jalopy that has lovely air conditioning that doesn't sound like a freight train, unlike the rental car, which never really got cold, and it sounded like we were getting ready to take off in a jet the whole time from back in the Kansas City. We do love our jalopy, I have to tell you. After driving a Toyota Corolla Red or similar, very glad to be back. So it was a lovely trip to the Kansas City. It's always nice to escape the sauna that is Charleston and go and enjoy, you know, a little bit of the furnace that is Kansas City. License plates. You know, they love a custom plate. Oh, excuse me. That is a little bit of a taco I had at lunch. But anyway, I'm back, and I'm just, you know, you're around the smartest people in the industry, in the coal mine industry, for 4 or 5 days, and really, they make you feel good about yourself, because sometimes you're like, well, we certainly are better at our coal mine, you know, for example, than the one in the Virginia, that one, and those people, they don't know. I'm just going to tell you, they don't know, and then they were like, oh, you should come work at our coal mine, you can transfer right on over, and I said, no, but then I come back after being with the smart people and the trendsetters, and whatnot, and I come back to our coal mine, and I'm with Big Fatty and the Larry Fly and the big orange hat. It's enough to make you want to bludgeon your eyes out with a spoon. But I came back to work for one day. I'm going to take them off Friday. So anyway, well, I got to run. I'm so glad your family's here. That means I don't have to deal with you. Hugs and kisses.
Dear Gussie, Big Fatty the Mechanical did not cut off on him. Yes, Big Fatty, Avena, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And we're so glad that you have returned your Chevrolet Red or similar, and that you're back here at the coal mine. Yes, Big Fatty!
Oh, Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
So, it's Saturday. It is, according to, let's see if it'll show it. According to the car, it's 102 degrees. I am out running errands. I discovered about 3 minutes into said errands that it was a bad idea because it's 102 degrees. Heat index is 112. So, I did a little bit of stripping in the air conditioning, but it wasn't so air conditioned. So, I said, you know what? Just going to go home. I'm going home. On the way home, I was like, ugh, there's things I need to do, and I need to get a Goose Creek, which is otherwise known as Duck Ditch, which is I hesitant to even call it a suburb of Charleston. It is where the Naval Nuclear Power Training Center is, which has absolutely nothing to do with why I'm going up there, though. I mean, I'll turn on the Dennis Finder just to make sure. But I'm actually going to look at a mobile mansion storage space that I'm needing to go and look at, because I need to make sure that it's acceptable. And then I've got to go to the grocery store, and this is all very exciting. But I think what we're saying here is, or what the point me calling was that everybody, there is a horror event in town this weekend, and even Larry H. Vader didn't know about it, and I understand Big Fatty don't know, because, I mean, you're Big Fatty, and, well, let's be honest, you don't know. But the world's worst advertising bar, that's the Connections, otherwise known as the VictoryTroubleLine.com V2, doesn't even bother saying what's going on, and there are all these people in town, but I have to work in the morning, volunteer for the pain in the ass event, so... Anyway, that's all I got. I'm gonna do this loop-de-loop Fitty McDo. Don't actually remember how to get to Goose Creek. God's name, if you want to go to Goose Creek. It's only a few miles, but ain't nothing up here. And even Big Fatty's power friends aren't up here, so. Alright, well, I hope that killed enough time for you.
Big Fatty, you're not going to have time to play the closing music. Well, we'll play the show closing music, but we can't close out the Vader and Bacon show. The Vader and Bacon show. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice, and I hope you enjoyed your visit to Duck Ditch. Maybe you can call us back and see if you saw any ducks in a ditch. Y'all at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, you heard the old gal from out there at the surface of the sun, the Walnut Hills, and Vera, anything you want to say to Dr. Stone on his upcoming birthday?
He says he's listened to me for many years, so bless your heart.
Oh, your audience, just like mine, just keeps getting older and older.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.